Alphabet enters the Dow, Lilly's drugs get political, and private credit strains. S&P futures sat at 74.52 Wednesday morning, up approximately 20 points from the overnight open, a cautious equilibrium beneath which several structural shifts are playing out. Alphabet's addition to the Dow Jones Industrial Average is symbolically significant. The Dow has historically lagged in reflecting economic structure, and adding Alphabet represents a belated acknowledgement that information technology is now the central pillar of the American economy rather than its periphery. Honeywell Aerospace's addition to the S&P 500 carries mechanical consequences. Hundreds of billions in passive index tracking money will flow into the stock automatically and affect individual investors focused on fundamentals, often underweight. Eli Lilly's situation illustrates how deeply pharmaceutical policy is now entangled with presidential politics. Lilly said Trump's most favored nation drug pricing rule, requiring companies to offer the U.S. their lowest global price, will delay obesity drug launches in Europe, as companies either raise European prices or delay those launches to control their global pricing anchor. European health systems are watching carefully, because the policy could effectively export American pricing pressure to their own drug markets. Lilly's experimental obesity drug, retatrutide, reached a 79-year-old patient through the FDA's expanded access program in April, reportedly the first known use outside clinical trials. Early trial data suggested retatrutide could produce weight loss exceeding 20% of body weight, a clinically significant threshold for severe obesity cases. The compassionate use decision suggests both Lilly and the FDA viewed the benefit-risk calculation as favorable ahead of full approval. The White House separately denied that Trump is a patient on any GLP-1 obesity drug, a denial whose necessity reflects where public speculation had traveled. Morgan Stanley's move to cap withdrawals from its North Haven private income fund signals potential stress in private credit markets more broadly. Investors attempted to redeem 11.6% of shares in the second quarter, up from 10.9% in the first, an accelerating trend across two consecutive quarters. Withdrawal caps are deployed when redemption pressure threatens to force asset sales at unfavorable prices. Private credit has been among the highest performing asset classes since 2022. If the reversal continues, its implications extend well beyond a single fund. Hedge fund billionaire Steve Cohen withdrew a $35 billion pay package proposal at 0.72 in order to pursue a bid for eBay, a pivot that suggests he sees more value creation potential in the e-commerce platform than in the fee structures his fund had been offering him. eBay has been a turnaround narrative for years. Whether Cohen-led ownership would represent genuine operational transformation or financial engineering remains to be seen.